This is Earth Notes.
When you hear the word bee, you're likely to think of the hardworking insects that produce the honey we use. But in North America, a wild diversity of native bees, more than 4,000 kinds, swamps that of honeybees, which were imported from the Old World. Like their honeybee cousins, those natives perform a vital ecological service as they pollinate plants. That's why increasing numbers of people have begun thinking about how to provide better habitat for them. Good habitat begins with blooms that provide nectar and pollen. If you have a garden, try planting a variety of flowers that bloom at different times throughout the growing season. Native flowers are great, but Mediterranean imports are also popular with many kinds of bees. Or make houses for solitary bees, which like to shelter in small holes. You can simply drill holes 4 inches deep and from 3/16 to 5/16 of an inch in diameter in a piece of wood, or tie together a bundle of bamboo rods. Then, hang or fasten the result with the holes in a horizontal position under a sheltering eave, protected from rain, wind, and direct sun. Have fun! In Europe, houses for insects have become creative garden sculptures of drilled wood, bamboo, and bricks. You can also help bees by providing a bit of mud in the garden, perhaps with a spot of bare earth and a very slowly dripping faucet. Then sit back and enjoy the contented hum of a well-balanced garden. Earth Notes is produced by KNAU and the Sustainable Communities Program at Northern Arizona University. It's funded in part by Flagstaff Honda and Canyon Explorations Expeditions. I'm Tristan Klum.